Warning, it was Taco Tuesday, and I'm stuck in the studio with Joel.
Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome this week to the Listener Stories mini episode of Florida Man. I am Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of our show where we read you the Florida Man type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man-like, or things you have experienced where you encountered some dumbass or you were that dumbass.
And this week we got an email from our listener, Cassandra. And Cassandra sent to us, the other week you guys asked for a... The other week you guys...
I say, young man.
The other week...
Oh, no! It's the A2000 space modulator. Where's the kaboom? There's supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
I can do this all night.
That was pretty good.
Oh, no.
I'll stop.
The other week, you guys asked for Florida Man type crimes from around the U.S. Well, I found a good one, localish to me, and that's from Cassandra. Cassandra sent in this story from Lehigh Valley Live, and I believe that's in Pennsylvania, in the Philadelphia area. Woman in only bra and panties arrested after breaking into two homes, assaulting resident. A 37-year-old area woman wearing only a bra and panties was taken into custody Wednesday after breaking into two Williams Township homes, grabbing a knife and assaulting a resident, and trying to lock herself in a car trunk before resisting arrest, Pennsylvania State Police report.
So I'm looking at the actual... Ooh, she's rough.
Is she?
It's here.
Oh. Oh.
That's the epitome of road hard and put up with.
Man. A resident at 20 Hexenkopf Road was coming out of the bathroom midday when she heard a noise inside the home, police said. He found Kimberly Landis going through the kitchen closet, police said. She was attempting to use bicycle patches to cover cuts on her, police said. The resident asked if she needed help and offered Band-Aids, which she initially agreed to take before breaking the kitchen window with a toaster and potted plants. Landis, who lists an address in Bethlehem, but has previously lived in Williams Township and Quakertown, continued to destroy the kitchen and then grabbed a knife. The resident struggled with Landis and suffered cuts to his nose and hands. Landis ran from the home and tried to break into 30 Hexenkopf Road, which is attached, police said. She briefly got inside before the resident of the other home, quote, grabbed her and removed her by force, unquote. She then went to the garage next to 20 Hexenkopf Road and went through a car and its trunk. She tried to lock herself in the trunk, but the resident stopped her.
That's a great getaway plan. Lock yourself in the trunk of a car.
Yeah.
You can't open the trunk from the inside.
Well, yeah, they've got that little lever in there now.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Oh. As long as it's like a car that's been made in like the last 20 or 30 years. Yeah.
Oh.
There were too many people getting arrested or kidnapped and thrown in trunks like that. Yeah. So they put those in there. And they're glow in the dark, too, the little handle. So if you're ever kidnapped and thrown in a trunk, just look for the thing that's glowing in the dark. That's the handle to open the trunk.
Thank you, Joel. I will keep that. I will file that away in useless knowledge that will never benefit me.
Well, you never know. You never know when the International Clown Association might have to
just finish the damn story. We're not
take
going
care
to
of business.
No, just go.
You.
Just read this.
All right. Landis tossed potted plants into the river stream that parallels the home and then went into the water. With cuts to her legs and hands, Landis was climbing up the stream just after 12:15 p.m. north of the home when a responding trooper first saw her, court papers say. She tried to escape into nearby woods as the trooper ordered her to sit. She became, quote, incoherent and combative, unquote, pulling away from the trooper and trying to scratch and reach for the trooper's groin area and his weapon.
Oh, she needs to get tased.
Other troopers arrived and detained Landis. She was taken to Easton Hospital for treatment and, as of Friday morning, had yet to be arraigned on charges of aggravated assault, simple assault, burglary, criminal trespass, theft, resisting arrest, and criminal mischief, court papers say.
You can be there a while.
Landis is still on probation from a December 2014 incident where she crashed a van head-on into a pickup truck on Route 33 near the ramp from Route 22 East in Bethlehem Township, then stole a vehicle from a person who stopped to help, records show. She drove down Route 22 to Route 191, where she exited and crashed into several vehicles before trying to steal another vehicle, police said at the time. Two men stopped her, and she was soon in police custody.
Maybe she should have called a Lyft. to come get her.
God damn, seriously.
You're driving like a pinball machine. You're hitting everything in the road.
She's hitting everything. She served time in that case after pleading guilty to theft and two related charges and was jailed again when she violated terms of her 2015 release, records show. She was eventually let out again in January 2018, but remained on probation.
So I have a couple questions. So she had a bra and panties on. Were they thongs? Were they briefs? Were they high legs? Was it a push-up? Was she well endowed?
You had the picture there.
I just showed the neck, the mugshot. They don't show all of it.
Yeah, they don't go below the neck. No. Nope.
Well, I'm not doing research on it.
I didn't see.
This is a piece of work right here, folks.
Oh, she's a feisty one. She knows how to get into trouble.
So she jumps in the river, and it's still cold up there.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Well, that's our listener story for this week, folks. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on the Quickie Show, whether it's new local news or a personal story or of some dumbass you know, send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in a vintage Airstream trailer with shiplap trim.
What does that mean? What the hell is shiplap?
It's that old style weathered looking board
paneling.
Yeah, well, not paneling, just like wood.
Where do you get this shit from?
I have issues.
Do you sleep?
No, I don't. That's my problem.
All right, and as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man, it might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida Man. Got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida Man, Florida Man. A dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida man.